Can you see my screen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hi everyone, I'm Xiaowei. So today I will give a talk on the longevity studies with full-scale CMS CSAs using gas mixtures with reduced CFR contents on behalf of the CMS Muon Group. So this is the slide overview. It has five parts. So CMS is a general purpose detector of the LHC. It has from the innermost to the outermost, it has five key components from here. And the muon system is one of the important detector key component, which enabling the physics studies at CMS. So from the right plot, this is the RZ cross-section of the quadrant of the CMS detector. So you can see the different colors label the different muon stations technology. And there are one, two, three, four K component for the muon detector, and one of which is the cathode strip chambers, which is our CSA. The CSA offer high position and good times resolution, handle high particle rates, and operate in strong magnetic field, making them ideal for the muon tracking the forward region and of the CMS detector. And there are four muon NCAP stations, which label in green, of 540 CSAs arranged in the ring MEIJ, which I stand for the station numbers. And station one is always close to the interaction point, and J stand for the ring numbers, and ring one is always closest to the beam line. So ME11 adapted for the higher rate in the CSA muon NCAP. And muon system can provide muon identification and momentum measurement, muon trigger, rejection of the background and power up by matching the muon tracks with the inner tracker, and also play an important role in the physics study, especially in the Higgs physics study. But the CSA and RPC contains fluorinated greenhouse gases, which there have a high global warming potential respect to CO2. So this slide showed a CSA and recuperated CFR system. The left plot shows the geometry of the CSA. We can say the CSA consists of six layers and operated as a standard multi-wire proportional chambers with cathode strip readout. And now CSA detector operate with 40% argon and 50% CO2 with 10% CFR gas mixture in the closed recirculation loop with 10 fresh mixture injection. And to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, a new CFR recuperation system was designed, built, and successfully implemented at 0.5 by CERN gas group. So this plot showed the recuperation system. As of 2024, the recuperation efficiency is already up to 70%. And now CMS CSA is using 40% fresh and 60% recuperation CFR, resulting in a significant reduction of CFR usage with respect respect to round two. And this slide shows the CSA radiation at GIF++. The high lumen LHC upgrade will significantly raise the particle background rates and in saturating the studies of the CSA longevity and performance at high occupancy. Additionally, search on the further reduction of the CFR exhaust are developing over years, resulting in special longevity studies for reduced CFR contents. The studies are being conducted at the CERN gamma irradiation facility, which we call GIF++, with two real CSA chambers, ME11 and ME21, which is built at the CERN SPS North Area in 2015. So this plot shows the GIF++ operation, and here is the irradiation area. We have a gold irradiator with filters located here, which have 14 terabecquerel cesium source, and a gold set of filters which have an attenuation factor from 1 to 46,000. So the irradiation position here, this plot shows the irradiation position in the GIF++. In the irradiation configuration at GIF++, ME21 is positioned in front of the ME11, closer to the source. And during the irradiation, high voltage will only apply to four of the six layers, which we call irradiated layers, and we remain two layers kept at zero voltage, and we call it as reference layers. And each layer for the ME21 activates protected area is also divided into three independent high voltage zones. We call it at high voltage segments, only for ME21. So these two plots shows the merit current for the irradiation layer of ME11 and ME21. And for ME11, it's approximately to 190 microampere, and for ME21 segment one, it's about 400 microampere. So there are three periods of the CSA irradiation at GIF++. For period one, we use 10% CF4 gas mixture, and for period two, we use 2% CF4 gas mixture, and for period three, which is ongoing, we use the 5% CF4. And this table shows accumulated charge for the ME11 and the ME21 for different three periods of irradiation. And the accumulated charge estimate at the end of the high lume LHC running, assuming round 3 current and background occupancies, corrected using Fluka simulation for HT-core presence, is for ME11 about 400 millicoulomb per centimeter, and for ME21 is 220 millicoulomb per centimeter. And our goal is to reach about 3 times the high lume LHC equivalent charge to fully evaluate long-term performance. And this slide shows the relevant current in the irradiation layers and versus accumulated charge. The relevant current can monitor the gas gain. Its definition is the irradiated layer current divided by the average current of the two reference layers. And the data in the bottom two plots shows correspond to the irradiation of period three, and ME11 in the left and ME21 segment one at right shows the relative current in irradiation layers as a function of the accumulated charge. And we can say from the plot that the layers positioned closer to the source will exhibit higher current, consistent with increased exposure. And this slide shows the duck rate measurement. The duck rate are shown for two types of readout, which is using only the anode electronics, which we labeled as wires, and using a coincidence of wires and anode and cathode signals, which we labeled as wires, matched the strips. And the top plot is the ME11 duck rate, and the bottom plot is the ME21 duck rate. The ME11 duck rate was measured over 3 irradiation period. So pre-period one, the accumulated charge up to 330 millicoulomb per centimeter, and for period two, the accumulated charge is up to 700 millicoulomb per centimeter, and period three is ongoing. For ME21, only have 2 periods. For period one, it's up to 310 millicoulomb per centimeter, and period three is ongoing. The difference between the duck rate measured with wires only and wire mesh strips is due to the fact that the cathode readout electronics were only installed in the 80% of CSA activated area. And in the period three, we found that there are the periodic fluctuations observed in the wires mesh strip is during that the instabilities of the cathode electronics. And this slide shows the CSA measurement with the muon test beam. In the muon test beam, we use the scintillator trigger configuration. We use two different scintillator trigger to define a 15 multiplied 15 centimeters squared area. And we measure spatial resolution as a function of the source intensity, and also the efficiency as a function of the high voltage. So this is a high statistic measurement. In the muon test beam configuration, the position is different compared to the irradiation position, which ME11 is much more closer to the source. And this slide shows the spatial resolution, which we use muon beam with a gamma irradiation filter scan. And the results have been corrected for the atmosphere pressure variations. And we can find that a linear degradation of the spatial resolution is observed with the increasing background intensity. And the left plot shows for ME11, and the right plot shows for ME21. And this plot was in period three. And this slide shows the spatial resolution versus accumulated charge. The left plot is also for ME11 and right plot for ME21. The blue points correspond to the measurement taken during the 10% CF4 gas mixture operation, and the red point is labeled for the 5% CF4 gas mixture. No significant degradation in spatial resolution was observed for ME11 throughout the entire radiation period, up to a total accumulated charge around 700 millicoulomb per centimeter. There, we found a slight degradation observed, but this is still under investigation. And this is the summary slide. So the CFO recuperation system developed by the CERN gas group has led to a significant reduction of the emission. The longevity studies of the CMS, CSA, ME11, and ME21 carried out at GIF++ since 2016, and now accumulated charge for ME11 is already 950 millicoulomb per centimeter, while for ME21 is already 867 millicoulomb per centimeter. Three gas mixtures was used in the GIF++ longevity studies, which are 10%, 2%, and 5% CF4 gas mixture. And longevity studies was reduced the gas CF4 gas fraction with four SAS chambers at GIF++ have accumulated about 1.5 times high lumen LHC equivalent charge for ME11 and 2.4 times high lumen LHC equivalent charge for ME21, and no significant degradation is seen so far. And our goal is to reach three times the high lumen LHC equivalent charge to fully evaluate the long-term performance. Thank you for your attention. Any questions?
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Any hands raised? Just for my curiosity, and maybe it's both to. Oh, great. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a question on your slide five, where you show the piping diagram, the circuit diagram. Yeah, that's the slide. The CF4 recovery box that you have there, is that a low temperature box which liquefies the CF4 out of the mixture? I'm just curious about the technology.
It's like so for the recuperation system, it's like, so here we have a gas group,
Right.
we have a gas group, and we keep 90% of the gas mixture in this gas group, and 10% we need to inject 10% how to say recuperated with fresh gas mixture in this gas group. So and from here we come to the gas group, and from the pure purifier, 90% of the gas will stay here, and then 10% will come to the recovery of the CF4, and then we storage the recuperated CF4, and when and after that, from the supply of the gas, we need to supply 10% all, and there are 6%, oh sorry, there are 40% from here and 60% from here, like this.
Okay. Now I was just thinking the box at the bottom there, which has got CF4 recovery under it, that cools the gas and liquefies it, I'm assuming, but I don't know. And then it's
Yes,
okay.
just yeah.
If I can add here, it's not a liquefies. It's some membrane used to filter the molecule. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
There will also be another talk on recuperation system, probably tomorrow afternoon in the later part of the day by Maria Cristina, and I think she will also be able to tell you all of the methods there are for CFO recovery.
All right. So, if there are no more discussions in this session, so thanks a lot again.
Thank you.
So, we take a small break of 15 minutes now, and then we all Yeah, let's join at 11:40 CEST, and we have the till the end of the session. So everyone, please take a deserved break and see you in 15 minutes.
Okay.